The Jericho Network on Westwood One.
Welcome to Podcast One. We hope you'll support our sponsors who bring you these podcasts absolutely free and with limited interruptions. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this show, which will get started in just a second.
It's your last chance to get great holiday savings at Guitar Center. Like a Yamaha F335 acoustic guitar, just $99. Or get a Luna Soprano ukulele, only $49. Plus the newest and hottest guitars, drums, keys, and more. Exclusive gear you can't get anywhere else. Special financing. Lessons for the beginner on your list. And gift cards, the perfect present for every musician. So hurry in and find your sound at Guitar Center.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho. Talk is Jericho, mama. Talk is me.
All right, welcome to Talk is Jericho. It's the pot of thunder and rock and roll. And the new Podcast One app is available to download at the App Store and Google Play. So get on it, man. You know why? Because it's unlike any other podcast app out there. You can do so much more than just listen to your favorite shows. You can connect with other fans, comment on shows and posts, watch thousands of virtual reality videos, see some of your favorite podcasts in 360 virtual reality. It's like you're part of the show, man. So just download the new Podcast One app at the App Store or Google Play now. Check it out. And while you're online, go order my upcoming fourth book, Noah's a Four-Letter Word, coming out August 29th. Pre-order it now on Amazon at my Amazon store, amazon.com/shop/IamJericho. 20 principles, life lessons that I've learned over the years that have enabled me to achieve both of my goals and dreams as a rock and roll star and a wrestler, a pro wrestler, championship pro wrestler. How did I do both of these seemingly impossible things? How did I make these dreams come true? I will describe all that to you in No is a Four-Letter Word, How I Failed Spelling but Succeeded in Life, which is out August 29th. All pre-orders available, amazon.com/shop/IamJericho. I'll be doing some signings, book signings around that time frame, and I'll give you all the information upcoming. And speaking of information, we got some crazy information coming up today from Bo Dallas on Talk is Jericho. Talking about conspiracy theories, though, not wrestling. This is about conspiracy theories because Bo is a conspiracy theorist. He's well educated. He's very interested in them. He knows all about them. You're going to hear about what he thinks about all the classic conspiracies, including the moon landing, the JFK assassination, the pyramids of Giza, the Illuminati, aliens, and he'll fill you in on the hollow earth theory. This one's crazy, about a race of aliens, alien species who live in the center of the earth, the reptilians. Wait till you hear about that. It'll make your bones chill. Do bones chill? Make your heart chill, your flesh crawl, all that stuff. You're going to hear all that stuff and the proof that Bo will give you, and then you can decide what you believe in. Bo Dallas coming up, but first, thanks to all of you who helped make Judas number one on the Octane Biggins Countdown on Sirius XM. We did it. Fozzy's number one. We're number one. We're number one. Thank you so much for the support. Thanks for listening. And to celebrate, we're going to play Judas by Fozzy right here on Talk is Jericho. Crank it up, man.
Beautiful on the inside, you are innocence personified, and I will track you down and sell you out. Run away. I am cold like December snow. I have carved out this soul made of stone, and I will track.
By the darkness, I'm losing the light. Encircled by darkness.
number one on the Sirius XM Octane, Biggins, Countdown, Fozzy, and Judas. Let's keep it number one this weekend as we get into the top 20 on Active Rock Radio as well. Judas is a hit. Thanks to all of you for checking it out. And thanks to all of you who are going to check out Fozzy on the Judas Rising European Tour starting October 27th in Birmingham, England. Then we head over to Ireland for Dublin and Belfast, then back to England, Chester, Manchester, London, Sheffield, Glasgow, Newcastle. Then we head over the pond to Amsterdam, Schaffenburg, Pratteln, Ronkane, Rome, Vienna, Munich, Essen, Hamburg, Genk, Belgium, Germany, Austria, Italy, Switzerland, Netherlands, England, Scotland, Ireland, all getting ready for the Fozzy Assault. And if you're going to the show, why don't you come do VIP as well, a VIP meet and greet with Fozzy, unlike any other, one of the best of the business. Yes, you'll get a picture. Yes, you'll get to meet us. Yes, you'll get whatever you want signed. But on top of that, you get a mini concert. We're going to play a mini concert for you. You make the request. We play the covers that we want to play. It's a very intimate, fun experience. If you can play guitar, if you can sing, let us know. Come jam with us. Check it out right now. Go get all your VIP and ticket information for the Judas Rising European Tour at FozzyRock.com and come hang with us and play rock out with your socks out, man. Come on. Conspiracy Theories with Bo Dallas coming up next. But first, I got to take care of one of the great Talk is Jericho sponsors who can help you find the right hire for your business. I'm talking about ZipRecruiter. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job on 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and the Twitter, all with a single click. One click and your job listing is everywhere it needs to be. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. And here is how easy and cool it is. You post your position one time, sit back and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. You don't have to juggle emails or calls to your office either, because with ZipRecruiter, you can quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast, man. Thousands of small and medium-sized businesses and even Fortune 100 companies use ZipRecruiter to find employees. And unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. ZipRecruiter finds them for you. Over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. One day, and you can find who you need to find to work with you at your business. And believe me, Fozzy will be using ZipRecruiter for the Judas Rising Tour. The next time we need to staff up with a great crew, we've had a great crew, but guys come and go. And we know how hard it is to find good, reliable, hardworking people. So the next time we need to add a front of house engineer or a tour manager, or a merch person, or a guitar tech, whatever it may be, we're headed straight to ZipRecruiter.com to find the perfect candidate, the perfect person for the job, okay? And here's what we're going to do right now. All of you sexy beast Talk is Jericho listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Jericho. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Jericho. One more time to try it for free, you sexy beasts. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Jericho. Find the employee you need to make your business a successful one. ZipRecruiter.com/Jericho.
Hey, have you heard? Podcast One has a whole bunch of awesome new shows filled with big names that are waiting for you on our brand new amazing app. This one's a game changer. There's Norman Lear talking to Amy Poehler, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Charles Barkley. Geffen Playhouse Unscripted with Bryan Cranston, Josh Gad, and soon, Neil Patrick Harris.
Nice.
OC Real Housewife, Heather Dubrow's World. Lady Gang's Three Mimosa Podcast with Leah Michelle, Nelly Furtado, Elle King, and more. Plus, every episode of The Adam Carolla Show, Dan Patrick, and Rich Eisen. And if you like what happens in the ring, we've got Steve Austin, Chris Jericho, Chael Sonnen, and a whole bunch more. So download our one-of-a-kind new app and see for yourself. Go to the App Store, Google Play, or download it now at podcast1.com.
Talk is Jericho.
Yeah. So we're here right now in Nuremberg, and it's great with Bo Dallas because we've been talking for a long time because we share a common ground in paranormal and conspiracy theories.
Yes.
And actually your brother first told me that you guys were into like ancient aliens and all those type of shows.
Yeah, I was telling you before, I'm a little bit nervous to see how everybody takes us in from
right.
Bo Dallas. I mean, this is my first podcast, mm-hmm. and no one's ever heard me talk outside of character or whatnot, and to hear how actually crazy I am.
It's a whole new level.
I'm waiting to see what really happens.
What people really think. See, this is the funny thing, too. This is why I love doing these international tours, because you get a chance to hang out with people that you normally don't hang out with. Like, we don't ride together, and you see each other at the shows and stuff. But the last tour, I think, was like a 2-week in Europe. We ended up sitting next to each other on the bus the whole time, and it's like, wow, this guy's a great guy. We became friends from that trip, you know? And that's when we started talking about this.
Yeah, that's where the bonds come, like those long rides and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
It kind of you really start to connect with people, especially when you find out, like, oh, conspiracy theories, really?
Yeah, especially when I find somebody who's into conspiracy theories, I'm just like, you like them too? You what do you think?
Yeah, and then
I just lose my mind. I'm like, let's sit down and talk and coffee. Let's just talk.
And we did that. We did that too with the last book that you read, the Stephen King.
Big Stephen King fan.
The Talisman.
Oh my gosh, it changed my life a little bit.
I was excited because it's funny because Rusev is reading The Running Man right now, which you have to read next if you've never read it. You've seen the movie. It's nothing like the movie. The movie's kind of a cheesy sci-fi thing.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about that. Yeah. And that's my next book to read from Stephen King because Rusev has been talking to me about that. And
yeah.
I'm trying to get him to read the ones I was reading.
It's fun for me because I've read them for so many years and you guys are just discovering for the first time. I feel like, I wish I was discovering it for the first time. You know, especially The Talisman because it's so good and there's so many twists and turns. And I was like, what part did you read? Where are you at now?
One of the best books I've ever read in my life.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. They need to make a movie, but like we talked about, it needs to be big production or an HBO or something like that. It needs to have money be put into it. Like,
yeah.
It could be the new Game of Thrones. Or
they would have to do, if they could do a good 8-part, maybe even more, 10-part miniseries, and not mess with it, just do it the way that it is in the book. And like you said, put a budget into it, like a Game of Thrones. I think they do like $1 million a show or something like that. You could have a great miniseries there.
I would go see that in a heartbeat.
In a second. Wolf. God,
yeah. Oh, God.
So you're a Florida guy, like kind of a South Florida guy. As the Ocala area or whatever, maybe somewhere around that. Is that kind of it?
About an hour north of Tampa. Yeah, so
okay.
A smaller town in Florida. So, like, the country as it can get in Florida is where I lived and grew up.
So is that kind of a more conducive area to, you know, paranormal UFOs and that sort of thing?
I guess because, I mean, there's not much to do in a small town like that, so you kind of expand your mind or...
Go find things.
Go find things or do something. I mean, the best thing to do on a Friday night in the town I'm from when I was a kid is go to Walmart because there's nothing else to do. Yeah, come on, guys, let's hang out. Meet a parking lot and go to Walmart. And
you know, it's funny. I lived in Morristown, Tennessee when I was doing Smoky Mountain Wrestling. That's what we used to do, too. It was a dry county, no alcohol, so let's go hang out at the Walmart at 2 a.m.
It's the only thing that's open.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the only thing to do. So is this one of the reasons why you're so into the paranormal and the conspiracy? What attracted you to it, being such a young guy?
I think just the wanting for knowledge of why I'm here and what I'm doing here and the blatant disregard of facts to conspiracy theories in general. Like most people, it astounds me that people discredit facts. Like most of these conspiracy theories, immediately as soon as you bring them up, people think you're crazy. And that's general consensus. Like it shouldn't be like that. If any of these conspiracy theories were put on trial in our system, they lose by the amount of facts that are put up against it. I mean, there's too many facts for, I mean, it depends on this conspiracy theory that you're talking about, but like for the most part, the big ones or this certain ones that we talk about, there's too many facts that go up against to say the conspiracy theories are crazy, it automatically throws people off. So they don't want to listen to it or don't listen to it. And I just think more people need to open their mind.
I've had Jesse Ventura on this show 3 times, and obviously, you know, he's a big conspiracy theorist and very intelligent, very smart. Also, he's, you know, a great speaker. It's hard to deny his debates, and he said basically the same thing. Is there's so many facts to a lot of these different things. He always talks about 9/11 for one, and he said that the people you're basically told these are the facts, but they're choosing not to believe it because you're not supposed to believe it. So rather than using, it's like following a GPS. It says turn right here, and you know, okay, I'm not supposed to turn right. I know if I go straight, I'm going to get there, but you kind of follow along, and it takes you in a loop right back to where you're, like, you know that this is not right. But you still follow it because that's just the path that you're kind of being told to go down.
Yes.
You know?
And with the conspiracy theories, it bumps into a lot of very touchy subjects, religion and politics. And so
Corruption,
and for the most part, if I am religious, so if there was a religious person, they don't want to think out of the box because it might be blasphemous or it might scare them.
It would scare you, right?
Yeah. So like, you don't really want to. I don't want to push that. I don't want to think about that. Is there missing books to the Bible? I don't want to touch that. I can't say that. I can't even think about it. But why not?
The possibility's there, right? Yeah.
I mean. Just to jump into
jump into one
like the missing books of the Bible. For me, it's a lifelong journey that I need
really?
To find.
Because give us some background on this.
So I believe I am a Christian.
Yeah, I'm a Christian as well. Absolutely.
And so I believe that the book that we have as the Bible is the Word, but I believe it was manipulated by man. I believe books were taken away from us so we couldn't see, and God, I'm a little scared to say this. I don't want any backlash coming back on, but like, I think that there's books hidden from us and we don't get the whole story. And it's hard for religious people to question that because we're given a book and say, this is what you believe and the full truth and nothing but the truth. Believe this.
And so you're talking the Bible with, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Thessalonians, and all those sort of things, that you're saying that there's actual books, you know, Galatians and stuff that exist that aren't included in the overall Bible?
Yes.
Wow.
There's missing between Jesus' life between, I don't know the age, 12 to 15.
Like, yeah, they don't ever talk.
Jumps.
He's a kid, and then he's 33 getting crucified, basically.
How can we accept that? Like, it's not a, that's a jump. It's obvious, and it was the history tells us that men had their hands all over this the entire time. The reprinting and the translations, and it's not the word that we originally got. And
so you feel that there's a that whole part of Jesus's life that's not in the Bible is in the Bible, but it wasn't really included in there.
Yes.
So where is it?
I believe a certain group of people have their grips on it, and
is this like Illuminati type stuff? Or?
Illuminati, the reptilian people, which is another term that if immediately, because it sounds so crazy, oh, lizard people. Immediately, you don't listen to it, but there's so much proof.
I know we're going to go all over here, but let's talk about the reptilian theory, because the last guy I had on, his name is Greg Harwood. He has a show called Fireside Chats.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So you know it.
I listen to it.
I think you listened to the podcast. I know Wyatt did. We talked about it. He was so excited that I had Greg on, because Greg's kind of like the top guy in the conspiracy field, right?
Yeah.
So he was talking about the reptilian people, and explain what exactly that is.
The reptilian people, I mean... it goes back far, but the most common knowledge that like we have is from David Icke's a big talker on the reptilian people, and like he was a professional soccer player, went on to do a bunch of big things, but he had, I think, arthritis, so he went on kind of a soul searching journey and found all this information, and went on to go into depth, and I think it was 1990 or 1991, after being a public figure, a football player. In 1991 or 90, he went on a BBC talk show, and it's an infamous.
I think I've seen that. Yeah.
Opening of
big reveal, right?
Yeah, of the reptilian people, and he got so much backlash that people laughing at him. And I think later on, he said if it wasn't for laughter, that's kind of what opened him up to and let him put out his ideas, because people don't want to accept it, and like he hated it at the beginning, but the laughter opened doors because he's like, no, I can kind of say what I want. And the truth, and now he's selling out everywhere he goes. 8-hour shows and.
So what is he saying? What was his explanation?
The reptilian people is a class of, I guess,
humanoids or
humanoids. We are a class of slave genetics or whatever, that people came and manipulated. I mean, it goes on to other conspiracy, the Hollow Earth or the people.
The Hollow Earth theory is the reptilian people live in the Hollow Earth, right?
Yes, yeah. or people visited, and I do believe in the Hollow Earth theory. I mean,
that the Earth is hollow, and there's a race in the middle of the Earth, basically.
Yes, yeah. There's no, and we're jumping all over the place, but there's no proof. Nobody's drilled farther than 12 miles into the Earth's surface. So the theory that our Earth center is filled with molten lava. There's nothing that backs that other than the fact that every the further we go into the Earth's surface, that it gets hotter. There's nothing that tells us it gets hotter and hotter and hotter. Obviously, it's hotter, but there's just no... We haven't gone farther than 12 miles into it. And there's... can't remember his first name, Bird. He was on the moon landing mission with Neil Armstrong. There's in 1940 something. There's he wrote a book and he talked about flying over the North Pole, and he saw a woolly mammoth. And but there's also conspiracy theories into that to say that we did that to prove that there wasn't a hole in the Earth, because he was positioned in a different place, and it was kind of by the government to say, hey, this is a cover up, and there is absolutely no hole in the middle.
So they're trying to lead you from that.
Yes, but I'm getting off.
No, this is great, though, because so many of them are wrapped in together. So, but just going back to the hollow Earth, so the no actual proof of the liquid magma in the middle of the Earth. So the theory is that it's a hollow Earth where there's actual subterranean race of what?
Of people. The theory is that there was a class of class of aliens that lived on this Earth, and they moved because of the radiation in our Earth to find a better planet, and they left, and they left some people here, the discarded, and they're the ones that live in our Earth.
And those are the reptilian people?
The reptilian people are the higher class of people who kind of run the world. And you can look up online or wherever you want to look. There's family trees of how it's connected. It's got George Bush, all the Bush administration. If you look up and reptilian people, there's so many videos of high class officials and people that are doing interviews, their eyes changing, flickering in and out.
Really?
Look it up. It'll blow your mind. And the only thing they can discredit it with is flickering of light. And you can clearly see, and we do interviews, and we work a lot in front of the camera. Obviously, you know when a room's lit. There's no shadows on in faces. There's no reason.
So you're seeing like the eyes kind of go into a little bit of a reptilian slit or something like
that?
They
literally... There's so many videos. They go from a regular round pupil, slide in, and the color of the eye turns green and flashes out. And there's a couple of George Bush Sr.
So if you Google George Bush Sr. reptile eyes or whatever, you'll find something like this.
Yes, and like at one, he's doing an interview and his eyes flicker, and he literally turns down and turns his face away from the camera, and almost, and there's a caption on the video that you can watch. It says he realizes that his eyes are changing, and you can kind of see him try to fix it, and he jumps back, and one of his eyes is still flickering in and out of the reptilian.
That's pretty weird, man.
It's wild. I mean, you don't know what's true and what's not, like
with Photoshopped or CGI or something. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's another problem with the conspiracy theories. It's like technology is so advanced that like anything that's put out there, a spaceship could land right outside right now. We could film it with our phones.
Uh-huh.
And be like, oh my god, a spaceship just landed. We have it on our phone. It'd go on CNN. Oh my god, aliens are here. And all it takes is one official on CNN to be like, it's obviously Photoshopped.
Right.
And you never think about it again.
Right.
Ever again.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. And just to touch on it, because I know we got a lot of stuff to go on, but so the reptilian people infiltrating some of these high power positions, like a George Bush Sr., for example, and as a result, just to tie back to the missing books of the Bible, are keeping that from us because they don't want us to know the real story of Jesus, for example?
Yeah, yes.
And why wouldn't they not want us to know?
I mean, that's the question I need to answer for myself. That's what I want to know. There's people who think the reptilian people are, for the most part, evil, and they run. But like, there's
a secret society that's running the government.
Yeah, and there's others that believe that everybody has a little bit of reptilian genetic link to them, and that not all of them are bad. But for the most part, the reptilian people they eat humans, they run the world. The Illuminati, I got friends that are Masons, and I believe that's the route. I don't know how scary it is to say on a podcast, but I believe that's the route that I know from good friends, that there is other missing books of the Bible that I need to find for myself, read, and see. I don't know all the answers because I haven't gotten that far, but that's what interests me, and that's what's got me so interested in conspiracy theories in general, because – people don't like the question. Mm-hmm. And I do. I need to know. I don't want to live my entire life and not know the truth.
So what are you doing to try and make inroads to this? Like you said, you have some friends that are Freemasons. Are you out there going to conventions, or are you contacting, you know, people that are in the know on this?
I look for different avenues and see which one is the best for me. Like in that, I don't go to conventions. It's not enough time. We're traveling all the time and stuff. But if I find someone is a friend like that, and it's always pretty secretive, and like you get in with them and they tell you stuff, mm-hmm. and it just makes you want more. Mm-hmm. I'm hungry for the truth, and anything that it takes to find it, I'm willing.
You're there.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the other conspiracies that you're into, Bo, like the classics, JFK assassination, the moon landing, etc. But before we dig into those theories, I think we should dig into a delicioso pizza from Little Caesars. Yeah, right now, you can get the Little Caesars Extra Most Bestest Pizza for just $6. It's the most cheese, the most pepperoni at the nation's best price, $6 plus tax at participating location. Little Caesars always got your back and your stomach and your appetite. Delicious pizza that won't break your bank, and the Extra Most Bestest Pizza is hot and ready for you all day, every day. Little Caesars' claim of the most cheese and most pepperoni at the nation's best price is based on comparing pizzas from the top four national pizza chains. Little Caesars put their Extra Most Bestest Pizza up against the other three chains, large, round, standard menu, one-topping personal pizzas, sold at everyday menu prices, and guess who won? But don't listen to my yakking. You can judge for yourself. Go pick up a Little Caesars Extra Most Bestest Pizza at participating location for just $6 plus tax. Enjoy the cheesiest, most pepperoniest pizza your $6 can buy. Go to Little Caesars now for the Extra Most Bestest Pizza for only $6 plus tax. Available participating Little Caesars locations. Fill your belly now.
This holiday, switch to Cricket Wireless and get a free LG Fortune with no annual contract. Cricket Wireless, something to smile about.
Requires number ported and service activation, minimum $30 per month. First month service charge and in-store activation fee up to $25 due at sale. Tax and restrictions apply. One-time fees may apply. See store for details.
This is Talk is Jericho.
Now let's continue on. So we're talking about kind of a little more fantastic stuff of reptilian creatures and stuff, which a lot of people go, I don't believe any of that, which is fine. Let's talk about stuff that's more real. The conspiracies of, like, what other ones are you into?
The JFK assassination.
Always a big one.
I mean,
it's funny, we were in Dallas last year. I know Barrett was into it. Actually, I wanted to get Barrett and you and I together, but he was like, I don't know a bunch about it, mate. But I went to the concourse, the courtyard, whatever you would call it, where the assassination took place. You see that book depository? There's no way that they said happened what happened. There's no way.
Not at all. Yeah. It's insane. And like, it goes back to the facts of everything that happened before that. Okay, the Bay of Pigs and everything that happened involving in Castro. Yeah, mm-hmm. Castro.
Basically, that Castro was about to go to war, and JFK was trying to stop it.
Yeah, and I want to get my facts right. I obviously don't want to say something that's wrong, but yes, he invaded. The Bay of Pigs happened, and he apologized. Like, for the first time, a president took account. I mean, not for the first time, but the president took accountability for what he did. And
because basically America invaded Cuba, which was the Bay of Pigs, which is the name of the invasion, right?
Yes. And, okay. And we lost a lot. And,
gotcha.
And he took accountability. Mm-hmm. And the people backing him didn't like that at all and didn't like where he was going. Mm. So pretty much he took the back of the people. Mm. And for the first time, he didn't listen to his advisors. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to do what's right for the people. And that's kind of led him down the path that I believe got him killed.
He was getting too egotistical, not listening to the powers that be, so to speak.
Yes, and they overcame. I go through conspiracy theory kicks where I'm on one. Right now I'm on the Hollow Earth. So I'm jumping back in memory to try to put all the pieces together. But the parade route that he took, mm-hmm. on by his security, it should never as a president and to the look over, he should have never gone down that road. There was different routes. They were much safer. His head advisor or his head in security was sent to Europe on the day that he was there. The person that's always there to regulate his routes and his main security was sent in over to Europe.
For what reason?
Nothing makes any sense. The president was annulled.
Yeah, annulled. Yeah,
annulled on the plane right over before he was pronounced dead.
Johnson was.
Yeah.
So Johnson was put into power before Kennedy was announced being dead.
On the plane right over, I believe he was on the plane. I want to get my facts right, but they were on the plane before the president was announced dead on the flight over. He was put into power. I mean, that doesn't happen that quickly.
Well, it's like, once again, looking at that route and being there in Dallas, and you can see, because what basically Bo is saying is that there is the book depository, which is a 3-4-story building, and there's rows of windows looking down into the street. And you're a sitting target if someone chose to shoot you, because you're right there, okay? Yeah. Then he's in a convertible. Who's a president with a top down, wide open shot? It's so perfectly planned as for an assassination.
Yeah, and not to mention all the grassy knoll. We went there. I took pictures there. But like, there's so much there's a parking lot right behind the grassy knoll, and the parking lot attendant saw several gentlemen in suits, and they were arrested. I believe there was 4 or 5 somewhere around there guys, and they weren't badly dressed. They were in suits, obviously not homeless men. They were arrested on that day and never talked about again. There's pictures of
them. Who were they?
They were the guys behind the grassy knoll, and their identities have disappeared. You can't find out who they are or why they were arrested.
Why they were arrested, you don't know.
No, I mean, to have a president, if this was a regular murder, just anybody, and someone was seen at the point of the shooting or around. Okay, there was gunshots fired over the grassy knoll. We think you shot. They were arrested right then and there, and they were never talked about again. What is that? Lee Harvey Oswald. I mean, I don't know if he had some part. He obviously he was deep. I believe he was a patsy. I don't think he was necessarily innocent. I believe he was involved, but he didn't. I don't think he shot the president. He was obviously set up. They knew he was in he went to a movie, a block street. Walked, wasn't worried. You don't shoot the president and go to a movie.
Sure. Well, he also had like a piece of shit Russian rifle. You know, the whole situation of what they were saying happened. That Oswald was in the depository shooting down into the president, shot him 3 or 4 times. Whatever. Once again, don't have all the facts straight. All JFK conspiracy theorists, give us some slack here. But basically shot him 3 or 4 times from an angle that's very impossible to shoot him from.
From behind.
From behind,
he got shot. And back and to the left.
You know,
But like, it doesn't make sense why people don't question that. It's
so obvious. It's so obvious. But once again, because that's the path of – it's like the moon landing. I'm not sure how into that. But people do not question it to the point where it happened. I don't think the moon landing happened. I don't think it did. Because to me, if we went to the moon in 1969, let's look at our phones right now. Okay, I got an iPhone 6. It's already obsolete because it's an iPhone 7 that's better than the 6. Next year there's going to be an 8. Next year there's going to be a 9. So 5 years ago, this phone did not exist, right? Technology has moved so fast. So if we went to the moon in 1969, 3, 4, 5 times, why have we not been back since? Why? If you can go there in the 60s with the amount of technology they had, you should be able to be living up there by now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree. I believe that we have been. I believe that they found stuff that they don't want us to know about. And I believe they faked the moon landing. The video that we see, I believe that is faked because of what is actually up there. So I believe we have gone and continue to go since then. But what they found, they don't want us to know.
Alien race or?
Yes. I believe there's some sort of alien race living up there. I mean, there's on the original moon landing, the video that they show, if it's real, they fly around and Neil Armstrong lands and they do like kind of a route around and they take these photos. And there is these structures all over the moon that they have photographs of. And they're, you can look them up and find them. And what year did we land on the moon?
69.
69? Yeah. 69, that was Apollo 13?
I believe so, yeah. 13? I'm not sure the specifics once again, but it's 69, the first one, I think it was Apollo 13.
So that was the last time we went to the moon.
Yeah.
And I believe like 2 years later, we kind of went in cahoots with Russia on the space exploration to find out more about space. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of evidence to show that we do. There's a video that I believe they call like Apollo 18 or 19 in 2011 or 12. An astronaut that was supposedly, he says, and his credentials are legit, and you can check him out. There's video footage that he published in like 2012 of them landing. It's Apollo 18, and then the video is very credible. They have a Russian and an American flag on the inside of the video footage. Looks identical to actual moon landing footage. Mm. Like, it's hard to recreate that.
I mean, right.
All the official stickers and stuff, and they get off, and they go to this structure, and the structure looks so similar to the big picture that they took when they went around the world. Like, mm-hmm. So if you were to see like a broken down semi from Earth, and you zoomed in, oh, that's a broken down semi. Mm-hmm. When they landed, it looked like a broken down ship laying there, mm-hmm. and it looked identical to the other pictures that they had flying around. And in this 2012 footage that was released, they investigated this ship. They went in and they found this girl that I think they call her like Mona Lisa, and she's this woman they found, and she had been in there, and she had a third eye.
What? Really?
Was
she alive?
No, she's dead. They found a body and they
inside the ship.
Yeah, and there, you can find the video and. It's hard to debunk. I mean, how to make what they have and to if you were to CGI it or whatever, thousands, millions of dollars to recreate what they did. I mean, it would have been a motion picture.
Mm-hmm. And this happened in the 60s on one of those landings then? Or you said it's 2012, but that's when it was released.
That's when it was released.
It came from the 60s.
Yeah, the 70s. Astronaut who was on
so they were filming it on a camera.
Yeah, and he held it or had it, and in 2012, I don't know, he released it. He said, you know, I guess.
I can't believe that would even be allowed. You know, I was always under the assumption they were sworn in for life to never say a word, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, I can't speak for anybody who's in that position, but I think if you got that deep and mm-hmm. you saw so much of the stuff that was out there that not a lot of people knew, that you were about to die. I think I'd like to spread the word. I'd like to get it out there.
Was he about to die?
I'm not sure.
Okay, gotcha. I feel the same. Like on my deathbed, hey, yeah. It's all true, or it didn't happen.
Yeah, you know? I'd have to tell somebody. What are you going to do, kill me?
Did you ever see when Buzz Aldrin, someone, hey, the moon landing never happened, and he punched the guy?
Yes.
He's like, yeah. He gets a little bit. He hosted Raw once, and he came in, and he was kind of a dick, right? And I was like, of course, I'd be a dick too if I had to live with this lie for 50 years. You know, Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon. It's like, no, I didn't.
Yeah, every question always leads to that.
Sure, you know. So just go, I know we kind of went to the moon line, but go back to the JFK thing just to wrap it up. What do you think really happened to him?
Scary to say. Our government saw that he was – the president position is a leader. And when and being in a corporation like the one we're in, and you see different things happening, and to see the leader of our country, you kind of know that there's more to just that. And he kind of went off on his own.
The president is not the be-all, end-all. The president is the head of a cabinet of people basically saying, this is what we're doing, you know, say it on TV.
Yes.
Right?
And what I believe he did was kind of say, you know, no one's took a stand for the people. I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. And he did. And
they didn't like it.
They didn't like it. Mm-hmm. And what happened after that? And I think that's why I'm so interested in conspiracy theories, because it's so blatant. Mm-hmm. We got a video of our president being shot in the head, and yeah, it was 40, 50 years ago. It still happened, mm-hmm. and people need to be like, that's not okay. Mm-hmm. If you were to be shot and caught on video, we'd know who the killer was mm-hmm. tomorrow.
Right.
I mean, how many murders are caught on camera, mm-hmm. and we can't figure out this?
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. And to say that, like, there's not a cover-up is it's just...
Well, the funny thing is, too, I remember reading one time, and I could be wrong about this, but there was, I think after a certain amount of time, the files have to be released to the public, and they never were. Yes. Like, I think it's, I don't know, it's 40 years, 50 years.
It was supposed to happen in, like, 2009 or 10.
Yeah.
And, yeah they weren't.
Nothing.
No.
And no explanation, and no really even, no press about it.
No.
I found that very strange.
Because there's so a small majority of people who are actually still interested, and the people who are still interested are considered conspiracy theory nuts. And like, it's hard to go down that path and get real answers from people because it's easy to debunk them.
Easy to paint you with that brush of being a nut and just dismiss it. But when you think about it, just the fact there's still controversy, 1963, I believe it was. So you're going on 60 years, you know, almost 70 years, 65 years, whatever. And there's still enough of a question to where I'd say if you polled the general population, 60% of the people would think something was wacky with that, and still no closure on it. It's just it. Don't worry about it. You know,
absolutely. And I think for the first time in history, with the technology and everybody's got an iPhone and a camera and a voice with Twitter and social media, for the first time ever, I think the majority of people are kind of questioning things, mm-hmm. and it's the first time everybody has a voice. And maybe in the next And the answer, getting answers of conspiracy theories in the past 15 years has been the most
impossible thing.
We've done more in the past 15 years.
Oh, I see.
Because people are actually starting to question, mm-hmm. and it's better. And hopefully, we're getting to somewhere where everybody gets the answers that they're actually looking for, mm-hmm. and there doesn't need to be a higher power of people running us or telling us what to do. We need to unite, mm-hmm. and. It's not okay to keep secrets, even if you think it's better.
Ask questions and get some information.
Yeah, it doesn't help anybody to hide everything, and the truth needs to come out.
Well, speaking of that, let's talk about 9/11 and what you think the truth behind that is. We've had a lot of theories right here, even on Talk is Jericho, from a couple different people. I want to hear your theory. Before we get there, talking about some serious information, how about A&E's Emmy-nominated groundbreaking docuseries, Leah Remini's Scientology in the Aftermath? It returns for season 2 on August 15th, and this is some riveting stuff, man. 10 new episodes that continue to follow Leah along with her high-level former Scientology executives and church member friends of hers that all escaped from the Scientology Church as they delve deep into the shocking stories of abuse, heartbreak, harassment, all the stuff they experienced when they left the church and started speaking publicly about their experiences. It's basically a cult, and Leah continues her quest to give voice to the victims of the Church of Scientology. She's the brave face helping others speak up and overcome their horrific experiences. And this season, the series also explores accounts of former members whose lives have been significantly impacted by the church's practices. Leah is helping people take action. She's turning survivors into fighters. She's revealing truths. She's seeking justice. She's helping people. The first season of Leah Remini's Scientology in the Aftermath, like I said, it was riveting. One of my favorite pieces of filmmaking that I saw last year. You can check that out now. Season 1 online, on demand, and on the A&E app. And then check Season 2 starting August 15th on A&E. Leah Remini's Scientology in the Aftermath. It's going to be one of the most riveting things that you watch this season starting August 15th on A&E. All right, everyone's got a to-do list. Drop off the dry cleaning. Pick up some milk. Make the dinner. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And the good thing is you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you got to do is go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your poche? Absolutely. It just may be the most rewarding to-do you do today.
You're listening to Talk is Jericho.
Let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you some more theories that you're into, but I want to ask you one in particular, of course, the 9/11 theory. What's your thoughts on that?
What happened and what everybody thinks happened. That conspiracy theory is just insane to me. What a big catastrophe, a terrorist attack. The way the buildings fell, the building next to it that fell for absolutely no reason. There was no reason. It didn't get hit. The Pentagon, there was no evidence of anything, a plane ever hitting it. The opening where the plane supposedly hit it, if you look up the size of the aircraft that was supposed to hit it, it's not even close to the actual damage that it would do. It was a bomb, I believe, that hit the Pentagon, and the explosions that brought down the Twin Towers. I mean, that was a controlled construction. And I mean, you can obviously see a building doesn't get hit by a plane and just collapse,
fold down like smashing a cup.
Yeah, you know? Perfectly. And like everybody knows that doesn't happen. Why is we accept it?
Once again, you're seeing something here where what he's talking about is, and everyone knows, you see the building collapse going down. Like almost like if I had a solo cup, a red solo cup, and I put my hand on the top and I crush it down, where it goes. So if I'm flying a plane into a building, it's not going to go tick, 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 tick. It's going to fall over timber. That yes. did not happen. So you're seeing this with your own two eyes. And even if you know nothing about explosions or anything like that, you're seeing that the obviously is not the way that it's supposed to go, but yet it's still accepted.
Yeah, and all the evidence and the witnesses that heard explosions on that day, you know, the explosion here, boom, 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 and the people on the ground floor that could just hear, like, and there's video footage of our firefighters down there trying to help, and like you can literally hear explosions happening while they're down there. And I just don't understand, and I don't know what we need to do as people to get these answers and say, hey, what are
will that ever come out? You know, will that ever come out at this point?
Not in the masses. I believe the people who want the answers have to go and find them, and if they work diligently enough, that they will eventually find them. But I don't think they'll ever be open.
See, once again, but to go, let's say we found it right now, Chris and Taylor, we find out today exactly what happened. We have signed blueprints, and we go on the air and say it. They arrest us for being nuts, and they, like you said, oh, they're just conspiracists. They're crazy. They lost their minds. They're stupid wrestlers, and people would just go right back to believing what they were told to believe. It's very scary to me that the hive mentality of, because you are told that it's A, even when B is staring you in the face, you still believe A.
Yeah,
you know, the control of that is very scary.
It's insane, and again, it touches on other things. Like there's actors who've come out and said they're paid by the government, work for the government, to do certain interviews and situations. And I don't want to say, and I'm not too knowledgeable on this subject, but I've just heard bits and pieces of like the different shootings and stuff that happen in the different places, that they're faked, and you see the same people in the crowds doing interviews. Like, you can look up and you can find, I don't want to say too much on this subject, because I don't know a lot, but like you can find like someone doing an interview by the news reporter in a local place after the Sandy Hook shooting and this and that, and they're the same person and playing a different part, and they're supposedly paid actors by the government to debunk or to get your mind off of where the government or the powers to be actually.
Why would you fake? Why would they fake a shooting?
For gun control, getting power over the people, taking guns away, or just who knows, the power to be have different
reasons for doing things,
but it's a manipulation of power and to control the masses. And I believe there's a certain, and we're gonna bring up DMT. I believe DMT. It's a natural. You produce it naturally when you dream. DMT, but there's a...
So it's like a hormone or an endorphin.
Yeah, and there's supposedly a drug out there that you find DMT, and it's like a 15-minute trip where you go into this whole other world.
We spoke about this before.
Yeah, and...
We're going to get a knock on the door pretty soon. The men in black are going to come take us away.
Yeah, so what got me interested on the DMT subject is I read a book on The Proof of Heaven. Is the one written by the neurosurgeon, one of the top five neurosurgeons in the world. And essentially, he died and went into a coma. His brain was dead for a week. And when he woke up, he had a week-long experience where he and everybody describes differently going through a situation. He described it, I believe he said he went through like a wormhole.
And this is all when he's in a coma?
Yes. And so like, and what's cool, and I'll get back around to it, is that like, all these experiences are so similar, like almost identical, just kind of like if you saw something a little fairy that we kind of describe it differently. It was bright and it was glowing, and then you'd say it was glowing and it was bright. You know, it's just slightly different, mm-hmm. and all these experiences kind of intertwine, and he lived this through this whole experience where he went through another world, met this person that showed him around, and he didn't have a name, and I know this sounds crazy, but he didn't know how to describe himself, and he wasn't a person at that point. And when he woke up, he remembered it all, and it led him down this other path where he went to investigate it. He was adopted as a kid. Years later, he found out that the person leading around this whole other world when he went into this coma was his sister that he never met and had died. Mm. And getting back when I do it, he pretty much debunked all of his theories before he went into the coma, and he changed his outlook on everything. And he's one of the top five neurosurgeons mm-hmm. in the world. I mean, it's... credentials are out.
Sure. So, what were his theories that he was debunking on the
fact that if your brain dies, then you die.
Gotcha.
So essentially, his brain died, and he didn't.
Mm.
He went on to have these experiences.
His soul traveled around.
Yeah,
whatever.
And now he writes books, and he goes on to find getting back to that place in meditation.
So his brain came back, obviously.
Yeah. So, I give. More look on what I'm talking about. I read that book, and I read this other book called A Heaven Is For Real, and it was about a kid who died. I think his gallbladder exploded. Essentially, the same thing happened, but he died, and he was a 4 or 5 year old little boy, and he survived, and he came back, and he had all these stories of seeing Jesus and looking into his eyes and describing these eyes, and his mom every day would show him a different picture of Jesus, and eventually he's like, no, that's not him. And then he found this picture. That's it. That's Jesus. And she's like, this is – it was drawn by another girl in another country that had a near-death experience that saw Jesus, mm-hmm. Another little kid that painted this picture of Jesus. And – it was just, that's what he saw. And getting back around to it, the DMT thing, if you look up that and you read those books and you get in depth on what happens when you die and the DMT and the people who you can look up online, YouTube, whatever, mm-hmm. people actually doing this drug, DMT, and when they smoke it, and I'm not telling anybody, go out right, there, find DMT and do it or whatever, but if you look it up, the people who do DMT and describe their experiences are almost identical to near-death experiences. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that means, and I don't know I have my ideas on what that means, but I want to find out.
Mm.
And to have people have such identical experiences in different situations with near-death or a drug that supposedly releases this
endorphin or whatever,
hormone or whatever is in your brain that is naturally produced, that is supposedly dumbed down by our government putting fluoride in our water to take this natural ability, which I believe is directly correlated with the third eye. I believe we're
the sixth sense.
It's almost a different sense that we don't have. That I believe if we did or it wasn't dumbed down, then we'd know more of the answers of what our reality is really about. And I believe it's dumbed down by the powers to be, the reptilian people, Illuminati, whatever you want to call them. Someone's stopping us from knowing the answers. And Even if it's not true, and you want to call me crazy, it's funner, so much more fun to live life and question, and to wonder. I want to know more. If it's not real, then screw it.
Yeah. See, I that's what we talked about. I love doing paranormal shows, paranormal themed shows, conspiracy theories, that sort of thing. Because to me, listen. Is this all true? When we go to the woods and a guy has a Sasquatch, Bigfoot experience, is it 100% true? I don't know. The guy believes it, and to me, isn't it cooler to think, what if it could be true than just going, I don't believe this. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in UFO. I don't believe in afterlife. I don't believe in sixth sense. I don't believe in anything. Well, that's a pretty myopic way to live your life. It's kind of boring.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of boring, right?
Where do you go from there? You're not looking for any answers. You're never going to get any. And
there's enough stuff that happens to where I think there is merit to all of these things. Even the things that you're saying, there is merit to it, to where I have to believe, because there's little pieces of it that you know. There's too much for it just to be not true. Like, there's too many UFO sightings that not one of them was something weird.
Yeah. I keep on, because I jump from conspiracy to the other, and like, it's been years since but there was an attack on, supposedly, and again, I don't want to get down this road because I don't know too many facts on it, but there was a, supposedly, like, a UFO attack on LA in like, 70s or something, or something, the attack, and there's video footage of, and like,
of what?
Of God, and I don't want to touch this because I don't know, but like I
did video footage of weird shit.
Of weird shit, the attack, a lot of shit happened in L.A., and like the supposed war of a bunch of crazy shit happening, and it was just erased. Never talked about again. Yeah, like it would be surmountable to saying a bomb went off here, shit was crazy, we jumped out of the window, we survived, and then we never talked about it on the news. We never did an interview. We never, the people who were there were never asked, questioned. Shit happened. It happened. It didn't happen in a room. It was in LA.
But how could that happen and never get out?
It goes back to it, and I always look at this, and after doing my research, I don't know how legitimate the Bigfoot conspiracy theory is to me, but I always go back to this because when I was in high school, that's when kind of my conspiracy theory love kind of started, and I was a big Bigfoot fan. And when I was a senior, there was on the news like Bigfoot was found, he was killed or whatever, and I lost my mind. I literally left a school, I took my truck, I went home, screw school, I gotta figure this out. Looked it up, and there was a photo posted of that debunked it, and all it said was it was Bigfoot, thought to be Bigfoot, and it was a hog, and there was this weird hairy thing laying in a cooler, and I went, God damn it, that's not Bigfoot. And I never thought about it again.
Yeah.
And then years later, I didn't think about it, but I was like, I didn't really even look at that picture. Mm-hmm. I very, not diligently at all, studied it. I looked at it. Oh, that's not Bigfoot. It says it's not Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. So it's not Bigfoot. Never thought about it again. 2-3 years later, I'm like, what if it was? Mm-hmm. I can't find that picture again. It was out then. It's erased now. Mm-hmm. Can't find it. Mm-hmm. Looked for it. Not there. Mm-hmm. Was it just that easily debunked because I went, huh, that's not him. Someone said it's not. Yes. That guy seems pretty credible.
Right, right.
That guy on CNN, he must be somebody.
But that's the way. If somebody tells you that, yeah, that's not what happened, you really didn't see anything, just move along. A lot of people go, okay, well, nothing happened. I'll just move along. It kind of goes away, right? What are some other ones that you have? Because we've talked about a lot of the common ones, moon landing, JFK, 9/11. Is there some more obscure ones that you're into?
Yes. And actually, my brother knows more on this. And when we talk about this, there's such subjects I kind of talk on, and he listens. And there's subjects he talks on and listens. But the group of a different race that I believe is real. There's
different from the human race. You mean?
Yeah, a giant people. These 9-foot people, and again, this goes on stuff I'm scared to touch on because I don't want to say something that's not true or that I'm not knowledgeable on, but whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
We'll try anyways. So the giant people.
And if you look up online, there's these skeletons that are found, and there are real. I mean, there's so many of them all over the world in different places.
I've heard about that before, yeah.
And it's insane. And their jaws are different. I believe they have more teeth, and essentially, the belief is that they were kind of a higher power of race, and that but they were a little bit stupider than us, or not on the same capacity, but they ate humans, and blah, 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 whatever. What I think is really cool about it is these skeletons, they're found all over the world and whatnot, but for the most part, if you look up where they are found, and if you try to go and find them, if you were to be like, hey, I'm going to go this place and check this out for myself, you can't, because for the most part, there are different reasons for it to be shut down.
They won't let you see them?
It's an Indian reservation. It's a natural bird sanctuary. It's this. You're not allowed to go on it. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, higher security than necessary for a certain piece of land. Like, you know, government officials or people stopping you from going on this land. Why? Why are you so diligent about stopping me from going on this bird sanctuary or this, or this Indian reservation? Is there something hidden? And there's a lot of proof that there is stuff, and a lot of
that's where the giant people live.
No, where they're the burial grounds. Okay. They're skeletons.
Is that in the States, or where is this?
There's different places in the States, and then like Nevada, I believe, and like that kind of area. Yes, and then like all over the world, like I was just reading this thing on going back to that, the giant people, and I believe it kind of is all correlated, and maybe possibly that those giant people are the ones or the race that are living, or the aliens living in the hollow earth that I believe about, because there's other situations like a bell tower. I was just reading on, I can't remember where it is, but I think it's Scotland. I'm not sure, but I think it's Scotland. It's been closed since the 1600s, and it is said to be a portal into an opening into the Middle Earth. And it's on a hill, and it's like this church-looking thing.
Really?
And essentially, it's been closed since the 1600s. No one's been allowed to go in, and that's where it's to be said one of the openings into the center of the Earth, or into the Yeah, the Hollow Earth, and
wow.
Possibly, I believe that might be the same race or aliens,
the giant people
that are living in the Earth. But I don't believe. For me, it's funner to believe than to not believe.
Yeah.
So everything I like to believe it before I don't believe it, and different races or whether it's the same or not. I know for a fact that we're not the only species. The only intelligent life form.
I always say you have to be pretty damn arrogant as a human being to think we're the only. We just found a whole new galaxy 2 days ago.
Yeah,
and that's one of thousands, millions of galaxies, and we're the only intelligent, speaking, breathing, thinking race. That to me blows my mind that you would ever think that's true.
Yeah, and
there's
no
way.
No, and to say that, and for us to be sitting here having this conversation and having all these questions, we're not the higher power. Mm-hmm. If we have questions, then we don't know, right? Someone obviously bigger than us, because someone knows the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Someone out there has them. We don't. And for us to be questioning them means someone is at a higher power than us.
Yeah.
And
no, agreed, man. Agreed. It's funny. We talked about Stephen King a lot. Another book you have to read. It's a long one, but it's good. It's called Under the Dome. And basically, not to give away the finish of it, but they're basically, you know, they're trying to figure out this dome settles on top over a city. You can't get in. You can't get out. It's impenetrable. Try nuclear bomb. It doesn't work. And basically, King's theory at the end is some alien race that's much bigger than us. It's like putting a cup over an anthill.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, they just put the cup over the anthill just for fun. It's like a big toy, and you can't get out of this cup. And it's just, that to me is like, yes, there's probably, you know, who knows what's really pulling the strings for what we're doing here on this earth, you know?
And to go back, I touched on earlier to, I don't remember his first name, the astronaut that was.
Yeah.
And I said that the government possibly did this to cover up everything or to hide shit. Mm-hmm. But, Bird, he flew to the North Pole, or
North Pole. Yeah, saw the woolly mammoth.
Saw the woolly mammoth, and there's more to that story. Is what essentially happened is he lost control of his aircraft, and was taken into the center of the Earth, and this was around the 1940s, and essentially these people, which they have a language, which is kind of everything on Earth. It's kind of like nomad or nomad or something like nomad, that, where everybody can kind of understand it. The story is that Bird was sat down, and kind of these people said, hey, this isn't your Earth. You don't own this Earth. If you keep on using nuclear weapons, then you're not allowed to live here. And kind of sent them off saying, no, you can't. You're going to use this Earth, no atom bombs. You're ruining the Earth. And they kind of gave him a warning. And that's what he went on to relay to the rest of the world. And if you go to try to find this book that he wrote, you can't buy it in the States. It's on nearly.
His last name is Berg, B-E-R-G.
Bird.
B-A-B-I-R-D.
Yes.
B-Y-R-D, whatever.
Bird. Yeah, B-Y-R-D. But I can't remember his first name, but you can't find the book in the States. It's hard to find in general. It's almost erased from the planet. And I thought that was really cool, but I also thought, like, I heard another theory is if, like, I got really into that. And the other theory is it was so in-depth on the craziness and what happened that the government kind of set that up so that you'd obviously be like, yeah, this guy's crazy. We're never even going to look into that situation again, because he went on to say that and it was debunked and don't worry about it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing. Yeah, don't worry about it. And like Jesse Ventura was saying, the majority of the people don't want to know.
And going back to the paid actors, I believe that the government – it's and it's because it's so easy to do. And if I were in charge, why not? Mm-hmm. It's so easy to get somebody to look crazy to not – to make a situation sure. not worried about again. Yeah. You get – and be like, hey, I'll pay you to go talk about the moon landing. And make and you go out there and that makes the general public or general population think – well, these conspiracy theories are nuts, because all conspiracy theories are nuts, because we got this guy to go out there and be absolutely crazy and you don't listen to any reason at all with your questioning. Is like I say, I question, but I also accept knowledge that is given to me. And if I were to be told something and I did the research and it was debunked, I'd believe it. Mm-hmm. If the facts were there,
right.
I would say, obviously, at least show me. Makes sense, yeah. Right. But to not question it at all is ridiculous, and it's so easy to debunk.
So you, here you are in your mid-20s, 26, 27 years old, whatever you are, and you're so knowledgeable in this, but you keep saying, I want to know the answer. I want to know the truth. What are your plans like 10 years, 20 years, 30 years from now? Do you want to continue to learn and know about this, and how are you going to do that?
I mean, maybe this might spark something I wasn't even planning. But yeah. Honestly, that would be a dream of mine. Give me a camera and have someone follow me around, and I'll hit every burial ground that you're not supposed to go look at on camera and do whatever you need me to do. That would be the ultimate dream. Obviously, I keep wrestling. I love wrestling to death. Sure. But to travel the world and go find out answers for the people. I couldn't ask for a better dream than that. Travel to the Pyramids of Giza. Oh, enough.
Eric, yes, continue. Tell me about this one now.
I went on to research the because my wife, she brought up or asked me the seven wonders of the world, and I looked it up, and the seven ancient wonders of the world popped up.
And yeah, the ancient and modern, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I thought I knew them, and I was like, I don't know any of these. And so I went on to research a lot of them. The Pyramids of Giza, I believe, are the only ancient
seven wonders
of the world that are still left.
Oh.
And if you look at the other ones, it's like the Hanging
Gardens of Babylon.
The big statue that you see in Game of Thrones where you can sail through his legs.
The giant centurion statue or something like this.
Yes, yeah. The statue of Zeus sitting there that we mimicked with Abraham in Washington. And so but like what I think what got me so interested in that, and again, I'm Christian, and I bounce back on that a lot when it comes to conspiracy theories, is all these things are for the most part, other than like the Gardens of Babylon, but they're still religious. For the most part, they're idols. They're they're some sort of statue, giant statue being idolized, and they're all gone. Erased from history, and very little evidence even shows that it's still there, but we know it's there, and that means someone knows that they were there and they're putting it out there so it knows. But it's I believe it was somehow erased from history, whether it be God erasing false idols or our powers to be to say you're not going to worship these guys because we're in charge. One of the two. And like that itself is so interesting to me. It's all erased. Those are giant things.
A giant statue of Zeus. Where'd it go, right? It doesn't just rust away and they get in the rain, make it disintegrate, you know?
Yeah.
It's gone.
And the stuff that they do leave, I mean, there's things that are older than that. The left, the stuff they do leave is very, like,
sure.
Periods of the pyramids and everything. It's It feels like all the important stuff has been washed away, and you just get the this is what left over. I mean, you can look into it. There's not much there. And it sucks because I feel like I know it's happening, and I need to know more.
As we start to wind down here just quickly, what do you think about the pyramids?
There's a bunch of different theories. Probably my best, my favorite, I believe it's a healing kind of and I'm trying to remember what, because I read this thing and it really, I was like, wow, well, I mean, there's this underground, I mean, there's a bed or some kind of healing power. And again, it's hard
to. Energy or something?
An energy, I believe it was something. And it had the way it's aligned with the stars and like how perfectly it like, there's something more to it or the energy. And I thought the X-Men Apocalypse movie was really cool because they touched on that. Mm-hmm. It was the first movie or a big Marvel movie that really touched on ancient, you know, kind of alien things that are possibly a reality. Mm-hmm. That like people can just be like, oh, that's not a higher power. You can't do that. You can't heal. Why not? Mm-hmm. What do you know?
Do you think they were built by aliens or do you think they were built by humans?
I believe there was a some sort of race or somebody who landed, whether it be the giants or this, the reptilian people, they were granted the knowledge of...
On how to do it.
On how to do it. And the guy in Florida, he said he had the power. I think it's Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Mm-hmm. This guy said he had the power of the pyramids. And he fell in love with this woman, whatever, and he built this thing in his backyard, and you can still go and look, and there was this lever with this he did it by himself, and there's only a couple witnesses, and said he had a ladder with a black box, and there's like a picture that you could find with this weird black box on top of this pulley system, and he said he had the power of the pyramids, and this man built these things in his backyard with this thousands and thousands of pound door that opened with
really?
with ease, and like it actually broke a couple years back, and with all the technology that we have, you go in, it's almost like it's crazy, these 1,000-pound stones, and he built
his own pyramid
for this woman to show his love. And to open it is this thousands of pound door. It broke a couple years ago. With our technology, we couldn't fix it. So it no longer swings like it used to. It used to open, and this was a five.
So he used the plans from the actual ancient Egyptians who made it.
Yeah, he was a 5'5" tiny guy and built this. And you can go see it in Fort Lauderdale. It's somewhere in Florida, this guy. And it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's proof right there. That's built. It's not like, I mean, it's built already. You can go look at it.
Yeah, that's actually a built structure. From the plans from the past made it work, but our technology now can't make it work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was 1 5'5" man, and who knows, it broke down, so we get people to go fix it.
Couldn't.
10, 20, 30 people couldn't fix it with our technology. Just that alone, even though it's a small, easy thing to say it's crazy, why?
Right.
Why is that crazy?
Yeah, that's legit science. Yeah. There's proof on that one, right? Last question for you. What's your favorite conspiracy theory?
Although we touched on it the least, the my favorite would probably be the JFK assassination. I did all my research on that 6-7 years ago. I was really, really, really into that before I got into other stuff. So I'm actually less knowledgeable on that now. But that's what sparked everything for me. It's just the fact that our president was shot in our face and there was never anything done about it. I mean, that's just insane.
No one was ever arrested except for
me. If I was shot and nothing was done about it, I can't believe a president was in
and
front
we're not the president. Exactly.
It's just insane to me.
Is there any other ones, a favorite one that you haven't spoke on that you want to get out there? Or have you pretty much touched them all?
I mean, we could sit here all day and talk about it. But I got really big on the moon landing, and when that 2012 video came out of, and you guys, anybody
is that online?
Yeah, anybody listen to this, you guys got to find it. I believe her name is Mona Lisa, the woman she found in the third eye. Talks about everything that I'm touching on, the DMT and the whole third eye, and just a whole other reality or our sense that we don't have, that we should have, and that we can find if we group together and we do this, we can figure it out. I'm on your team.
It's like Mulder said, the truth is out there. Here we go. Bo Dallas, conspiracy theorist extraordinaire. Thanks, dude.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks to Bo Dallas. Great time talking about conspiracy theories, aliens. He's got a lot to say. He might have to come back and do part two. And like he says, he wants his own conspiracy show. Calling A&E. We got a new host here for you. But speaking of hosts, how about the Team Tiger Awesome? Let's get their take on fake news right now.
This is the news with Team Tiger Awesome. In education news, a local man at his first PTA meeting boldly predicted which of his child's classmates would be assholes based on the behavior of other parents at the meeting. While the man had planned on paying close attention throughout his child's development anyway, the idea of proving himself right over the next several years makes it more fun. And now it's time for the Farm Report. Take you now to Old Man Gaustad for the latest on agriculture.
The problem is, you can water it. You can water these carrots all the time, but the sons of bitches are growing underground. And I can watch these little green carrot tops grow, but I'll be dead. When the hell do I pull the damn things? God damn it.
Fantastic. For more news that doesn't suck most of the time, check out the Team Tiger Awesome Show every Sunday on the Jericho Network, right here on Podcast One.
Subscribe to those wackos and Teen Tiger Awesome Show at Apple Podcasts. Be sure to leave them a 5-star rating and review as well. Leave all the Jericho Network podcasts 5-star rating and reviews. Killing the Town with Storm and Cyrus. This week's show is 100% a shoot. They say it's a shoot. Rock Talk with Mitch LaFon, talking to Mr. Big vocalist Eric Martin about his audition with Van Halen. Raven Effect, you got to check this out. Such a great show, talking about the intricacies of pro wrestling, the psychology of it. This week, Raven talks about gigging, Tommy Dreamer. And if you don't know what gigging is, then you shouldn't be listening to this show. But lots of great stuff from him. And of course, the flagship show on the Jericho Network, Keep It at 100 with Conan, and Beyond the Darkness Paranormal Fix every weekday with brand new episodes that will scare the pants off of you. And also, you can get in on True Crime Tuesdays with Dave and Tim from Beyond the Darkness, doing a weekly True Crime Tuesday podcast. You get that by signing up at patreon.com. It's the only way to access it for just $5 a month, but you'll get a new episode every Tuesday, and the episodes are commercial free, no commercials. Sign up now at patreon.com. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for following and supporting the great sponsors who bring this show for you for free twice a week. Talk about ZipRecruiter. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Jericho. Post your first job for free. Then there's Little Caesars. Get the extra most bestest pizza for just $6 plus tax at all participating locations. A&E Season 2 of A&E's groundbreaking docuseries, Leia Remini, Scientology in the Aftermath, premiering August 15th. You don't want to miss that. And of course, save money on your car insurance at Geico. Thank you so much. Keep listening for the 60-second AP News headlines coming up next, coming up Wednesday. My favorite diva in the WWE right now. She's tough. She's pretty. She's cool. She's fun. Talk about Nia Jax. She's going to be here. Could be her podcast debut, and you're going to hear it here at Talk is Jericho. And in the meantime, and in between time, we'll see you Wednesday. But until then, stay hard, stay hungry. Peace, love, and hugs. Big yeah, boy. And watch out for the reptilians.
Listen to new episodes of Talk is Jericho every Wednesday and Friday on the Podcast One app, or subscribe at Apple Podcasts or PodcastOne.com.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
It's your last chance to get great holiday savings at Guitar Center. Like a Yamaha portable keyboard, only $79. Add a month of lessons for only $99. Plus the newest and hottest guitars, drums, keys, and more. Exclusive gear you can't get anywhere else. Special financing. And gift cards, the perfect present for every musician. So hurry in and find your sound at Guitar Center. Lessons available at select locations only.